Welcome to the Reality Show Life Coach Podcast, the only podcast that brings on weekly guests to drop self-help wisdom on the casts of popular reality shows like The Bachelor. I'm your host, Lynn Grogan. I am a certified life coach who helps people escape the status quo and live a fulfilling life on their own terms. Let's go.
It's a reality show, whoa, Life Coach with Lynn Grogan.
All right. Welcome back to the Reality Show Life Coach Podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about, what we're not going to talk about, which is the wrap up of Love is Blind. I am your host, Lynn Grogan. I am a certified life coach. And if you've been following along for a while, you'll know that my husband and I have been traveling down in Baja, Mexico. We've been having a good time. All the Love is Blind episodes were recorded down there. And in the last couple of weeks, we have made our way back to the States and we are just chilling in Arizona. So that's where I've been for the last couple of weeks. And if you last listened, I last published with Samantha Siffring. We talked about Love is Blind 7 and 8. And if you're doing the math and if you watch the show, you know that there would be still an opportunity to talk about episodes 9 through 12 and the reunion. And as I've been thinking about this for the last 2 weeks, coming back to the States, I was kind of like, what else is there to talk about? Who would I want to talk about with? And then I also realized that now that the show is done and it's been done for about a month, I don't really care. When I look at everything that's happened, like I cared in the moment, but now that it's over, it's kind of interesting that like, I feel like everything I wanted to say has been said, and now I have moved on in life, and maybe you also have done that, dear listener, which is interesting because it's like when it was airing, when it was coming on and dropping in Netflix, I felt like it was all, you know, everybody in my little circle was talking about, we were breaking everything down, we were, you know, posting about it on Instagram, Facebook, that kind of thing. And we really wanted to talk about what was happening with all those relationships, all the drama, Jimmy and Chelsea and all those other people. And now it's kind of funny because I'm like, you know, if I was shown a lineup with Jimmy in it, I don't know if I'd be able to pick him out, or, you know, like maybe I would, but I'd probably point to him and be like, that's either Jimmy or like the guy that just sold me something at the Best Buy. It's not that I don't care about this podcast, but I think after a certain period of time, I do stop caring about the shows. And maybe you've experienced this too when you watch reality TV. It's fun for a minute and then it's not. And so rather than force something down for today, just decide I'm going to pause here. And if you really want more Love is Blind, reality show life coach goodness, listen to the previous episodes if you haven't already. They say it all. I don't think any of the characters were developed in any other ways throughout the show, and I will call them characters because obviously who these people are on the show, you know, they've shown one side of them, but it's a characterized side of them. They're real humans with real lives out there in the world, and I'm sure they're still dealing with the aftermath of the show. But listen to those previous episodes. They were good ones, and they say it all. So that is that. So I appreciate you listening up into this point, and I'm sorry if you're disappointed about not talking about 9 through 12 and the reunion. If you want to talk about it, hit me up on Instagram. I'm Lynn Grogan on Instagram, and we can chat about it. I'm just not going to chat about it here on the podcast, and I think that's okay. I think as, you know, human adults, we get to decide what we want to do. So I'm sorry if you're disappointed, but you know, maybe this is just a sign that maybe you want to break down these TV shows on your own in your own life. We'll see. Okay. So what is next for this podcast, for breaking down reality shows? To be 100% sure, I have been working behind the scenes on another podcast, and I've hinted at it a few months ago, but it's officially going to be launching at the end of this month. It's called Courageously Unconventional. I've been thinking about this show, like this new podcast, for months. So I'm going to be talking about things that, like, in coaching and in life, I'm super passionate about, living true to yourself, not the life that's expected of you. It's something that I feel like I've lived for my entire adult life. You know, I'm a full-time RVer, and I've done many other things that you'll hear about on that podcast that would be considered going against the norm. And it's something that I love talking to my clients about. It's something I love talking to my friends about. And really, it's those questions about, like, how do we grapple with and accept ourselves when we're doing things maybe aren't considered normal or conventional or fill in the blank. So it doesn't have to be anything extreme like I do, like RVing. It might even just be that, like, you prefer to work full-time or part-time and everybody in your life works full-time and seems to judge you for it, you know? So maybe it's something in your lifestyle. I don't know. So I'm excited to kind of explore why humans go against the norm and, like, how we can use coaching tools to help support ourselves, to accept ourselves, that kind of thing. So that's going to be a mix of solo shows, but I also have some interviews recorded with guests who are doing some really cool, courageous, unconventional things in their own lives. So stay tuned for that. I'll probably pop up an announcement here on this podcast when that one goes live. It's later this month. And as for this podcast, I am signing off for now, but probably not forever. So stay tuned, stay subscribed. And, you know, as always, thank you for listening to and supporting the show. I really appreciate it. It's been so fun to do this. And I think that's something that a lot of us miss out in our lives is just adding in fun things. Business doesn't have to be all heads down hard work. It can have fun elements. And I have appreciated, you know, meeting so many people through this podcast. Most of the people that I've brought on the show, I've never met before. You know, so it's fun to bring them on in this way. And also, you know, to connect to different listeners along the way who just love nerding out about reality shows. So thank you again and signing off for now. Bye. Thanks for listening. This podcast is produced by Josh Jones. Our theme music is by David Delaney of the Whiskey Boys. You can find him at whiskeyboys.com or click the link in the show notes. If you like what you've heard today, share this podcast with a friend.